This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Tristan Thompson is about to write some serious checks. We're going to explain that.
And 90s star Kelly Williams said that family really did matter on set.
Also, we'll tell you why Dolly Parton said no thank you to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Wow.
Later on, we'll sit down and dish with Sean William Scott and Aya Cash about their new Fox series, Welcome to Flatch. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey!
What's going on in these celebrity streets?
Oh, Lord. Okay, it sounds like our girl Khloe Kardashian is ready to rebound from trimester Tristan Thompson.
Ooh.
Yes, people are talking, and the word on the street is that Khloe is looking for a fresh start and slowly returning to the dating world. Now, okay. A source said that Khloe is getting back out there and ready to move on from Tristan. She seems open to it and is interested in going out and having fun, and her family and friends have been super supportive. Good for Khloe. Good for you, Khloe. Hopefully,
Khloe,
we'll be reporting on another smash alert for our girl soon, because, honey, she has been through it. What y'all think? Too soon for her or not?
Too soon to be dating. She needs to get with somebody like Barry Manilow, a guy that's older.
Barry Manilow?
No, like, Khloe just needs to chill out. She needs to put it on ice because she's not going to date a regular dude. She's not going to get the amount of press she wants
with
a regular dude.
You don't
think
she can get press with a Jeff Bezos type?
No. Possible. No. There you go. If it's that high profile and they got money, yes.
Surely y'all need to stop dancing around it. Black History Month is over. It's St. Patrick's Day coming soon. She needs to get her man, honey, in St. Patrick's Day.
See, I think Drake and Khloe would be cute together.
Drake literally lived down the street from those guys in Calabasas, and he's moving out. So it's clearly he doesn't want none of that. So, yeah.
Well, Sherry, I'll say this, honey. I'm just happy, baby, that Khloe is moving on, because Tristan, y'all, is about to be broke, honey, if baby mama, baby Miss Mara Lee Nichols, honey, has her way. Yes.
Woo. She's going to get it.
Uh-oh. Gary, this one right here is just, once again, you're not exaggerating, Gary, because this time, Mara Lee is coming for Tristan's entire paycheck.
Wow.
And she is asking for a total of $47,000 a month in child support.
Hello.
Now, the baby's a newborn.
Damn.
For their son, Theo, and $1 million to cover attorney's fees.
Jesus
okay,
Christ.
I'm having flashbacks, so let me just try to get through the story. Yes, it's a lot of money. And Mara is claiming that she used to spend $2,000 per month in dining and $5,000 per month on clothes.
Good
but she
nice.
Hasn't been able to do so since Theo was born, because now she got to get a
horse.
Poor and
her.
So Mara is also asking for the same accommodations as Tristan's first baby, Mama Jordan Craig, who lives in a luxurious mansion in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
She drives a luxury vehicle. She dresses her child in designer clothing, and she receives $40,000 in child support monthly.
Wow.
He about to be broke.
You know what,
along
Sherry,
with extravagant
all
vacations.
All I hear is the story of a woman who don't know how to budget. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right. Thank you, HK. Thank you, brother.
How you won't have $1 million lawyer and you ain't making $1 million?
Right.
But he is responsible for the lawyer, because she don't make no money.
Right.
He is going to be, they're going to put it, they got something in California called a disamaster. You put the amount of money you make in and it spits out what you're supposed to pay.
Damn, you need to pay an attorney, or you need to be like a You need to play. You need to play, you need to be like an SVU law or something and be the main attorney on the show. Like CSI
a
law.
I know.
You need to, she knows everything.
He's going to be a broke rich man.
I bet you he's going to have like maybe 2-3 more kids. Watch. Yeah. Watch. Well, I guarantee
I
it.
Hope it's
about
not
to be
this
in
way.
His 40s and 50s playing NBA in Europe to pay for these kids.
Playing basketball in Croatia.
I wish I could get pregnant, damn. If I could get pregnant, oh, I swear to God, I would be pregnant so fast. All right, well, moving on like Khloe Kardashian. Y'all remember the show Family Matters from back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Winslow family reunited at 90s Con, and they spilled some behind-the-scenes tea for the people. So Kelly Williams, who played Lara, said her TV parents, Joe Marie Payton and Reginald Vell Johnson, acted like they real parents when the cameras were cut. Now, Kelly said, the adults on our show, they took personal responsibility for us. What you saw on camera, she did not play. They did not play with us. Whoever was doing what, when one of them would talk to you, you listen, and our parents backed them up, which is actually kind of dope.
Wow.
And Joe Marie followed that statement and said, I was older than some of their parents are, and I was due respect, and I demanded it.
Yes. Ooh.
And that's why you saw most of those kids at any level of trouble in real life, because, like, they had two sets of villages making sure the village stayed intact.
Yep.
That's dope.
For real. Well,
I like
plus that show was magic, and it's obviously it worked. Like, the proof is in the pudding. It is a tall order, though, to keep child actors and the parents in check. Usually it's the child actor's parents who's the ones coming down on set. Do you think they were too strict? Because y'all remember the way they did? They did send Judy upstairs, and then she never came back down. Little Judy came. Yeah. We saw her in porn later on.
So maybe they shouldn't have been as strict.
They sent Judy upstairs, and she found the internet. And the rest of history.
That's what happens.
Well, Sherry, did you take Precious under your wings and help her?
Gabby Sidibe, who was grown, Gary.
Well, but she was Precious.
Yeah.
Gary, Jesus Christ. All right, American Treasure, Dolly Parton has decided there's an award she's not qualified for. Now, it's not the Golden Globes, obviously, but the country queen turned down a different nomination in typical Dolly style. Sherry, will you do us the honor?
I would be happy
Please, tell us what you said.
Even though I am extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I really do not want votes to be split because of me, so I must respectfully bow out.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay, y'all. I did the best I could.
What do y'all think? Rap and R&B artists have been inducted. Why not country? I don't get it.
I feel like there's some celebrities that transcend the genre in which they come from, and they deserve to be on that pedestal, and Dolly Parton is one of them people. Same thing with somebody like a Kenny Rogers or Willie Nelson. They country stars, but they rock and roll at the same time.
She probably feared for her life going to that award show. I mean, if a rapper's going to be there and stuff, I mean, she's probably scared. So she don't want to receive
the award.
God.
I don't think Dolly's scared. Dolly's not scared. Listen, Dolly's not scared of anything. Like, this woman has been through it all.
And Eminem is nominated as well with her, too. She probably is afraid of his doggone followers, honey. So she just bowed out.
And Gary, you are absolutely right that in this day and age, when somebody gets something and these fans, they go rapping and crazy. And I'm sure Dolly sees that. And she goes, I'm too old for all of that, where people are coming at me because Eminem didn't win.
Right.
And
let
all
me tell you
Eminem's
something,
people.
No, but Dolly Parton is invited to the cookout. She's been doing great social justice work over the last few years.
True.
And she
has
virtually breastfed a generation, whether she knows it or not. There is nobody who's going to revolt and send anything in harm's way towards Dolly Parton, man. She's beloved in the streets. Okay, guys, buckle up. Last night was part one of the two-night Bachelor finale.
Yikes.
And Bachelor Clayton is in quite a pickle. Oh, boy. Last week, Susie eliminated herself after Clayton said that he loved all three of the final women, and he had been a little intimate with the other two, okay? Last night, Clayton's family met the final two, only for Clayton to tell them that he wants to bring Susie back.
Wow.
Check out this clip.
I mean, again, it's like, I know you've met these two women and you don't know who this third person is with Susie, but like, she had everything. She was somebody that I was like, this is a once in a lifetime kind of woman.
But then you were intimate with these two other two women. Why did you screw that up?
His mother was not playing. What would you say if you were this young man's mother? If it was me, and I'm like, yo, Sherry, I love Susie. I banged these other two girls, but I want to get Susie back.
I'd give you a high five, but that's, what would you do?
He just wanted to test drive Susie because he test drove the other cars and he wanted to see what it hit.
Right.
Hope he don't find out that she rides like a Suzuki once he gets her off the lot.
Right. Thank you.
Test drove the car.
Right. Or like the teacups in Disneyland. Okay.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Up next, 50 Cent, honey, is asking for a miracle. We'll tell you what it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, it looks like 50 Cent wants to put Monique back on our TV screens, and he's asking for Oprah and Tyler Perry to apologize for allegedly blackballing her.
Oh, boy.
All right, so Fifth took to his Instagram podium and wrote, I'm sure Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry would not want to continue to allow the influence to damage Monique's career, and this has gone way too long. So now would be a great time to apologize because I'm about to put her back on.
But they should apologize to her to make it, you know, to soften the blow.
I think sometimes apology means guilt in some people's eyes. So
it's an admission
of
guilt.
They don't want to put that on themselves.
True.
You know? But if he is putting her on, this is just stirring the pot. This is just letting all of us know she's getting ready to be on one of his shows. Come on.
He's got some marketing going on here. I see it. Yeah.
I would really, really like to see Monique on one of his shows.
I would like that too.
I think yeah, what she would bring would be
I would love to hear her say like Sam Jackson.
That strong B-more accent.
She can't say it. Baltimore.
If you know the real Monique, she can do it.
I would love to see her coming on some of these new talk shows that's coming out, too. That would be nice.
Like Cherry. Moving on, looks like Sandra Bullock got up close and personal with Channing Tatum's eggplant.
All right.
Wow, what heaven. While filming The Lost City. So Sandra stopped by Stephen Colbert to describe how she stayed focused while filming with an almost nude Channing Tatum. Take a look.
I looked at his left thigh, just like the crease between the that area and where
this thing. That thing there.
That's higher up. I had to look down where it might be, but I just grazed it here and I focused more on the left inner thigh.
I think Sandra is a smart woman. She better look to the side because Zoe Kravitz will deck her in her eye. Don't do that. Yeah. That's her man.
You know, here's the hard thing, Brett, when you're having a sex scene with the man, all they put on is like a little cloth over their
stuff. I've worn the cloth.
You want,
really? Are you a man of the cloth, Chewie?
I was naked in the shield. I was in the shield and had it. I was
real?
Naked.
Can we pull that up? No, we can't.
You feel it.
So, Sherry, besides Chewie, have there been any eggplants you've seen, honey, personally? Any celeb eggplants you've seen besides Chewie?
Yes. Comics are notorious. They will do this, Brett. You get off the stage and they'll be like, hey, Brett, let me help you with a punchline. Then you come where they are. And he's like, boom.
Wow.
They love
It wasn't Dick Van Dyke, was it?
And I just don't name no names, but all of them who got awards and money know who you are.
Damn.
All right, y'all, it's deal time. Woo! And on today's spokesperson, her name is Roslyn Daniels, has a deal we're all going to love.
Hi, everyone. Okay, ladies, so you know we like to keep it nice and smooth under our clothes, right? Well, I think you're going to like today's deal. It's the Rhonda Shears Seamless Smoothing Bodysuit, and it provides almost full smoothing from your thighs all the way to your stomach. And it comes in with a built-in bust support, which we love, and you can get it in new or black, and from sizes small to 2X.
Ooh, honey, nice. And viewers, honey, if you want to get to shopping, honey, scan the QR code in the bottom of your screen.
So, Roslyn, are the straps removable?
Oh, yes, they are, Brad.
Okay,
so with the bandeau-style neckline and with the removable adjustable straps, you can wear this bad boy with pretty much anything, any regular neckline, or you can wear it with something strapless.
Okay, well, you got me sold. How much is it?
Well, now, I've seen this bodysuit for as high as $40, but for Dish Nation viewers, you can get it for only $19. Now, that's a small price to pay to look and feel fabulous, ladies.
Hey, you heard Roslyn. If you want that smooth body, yaddy, 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 head over to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Thank you, Roslyn.
You're welcome.
All right, up next, we recently chatted with Sean William Scott and Aya Cash from the new comedy series Welcome to Flash. So come right back to hear all about their new show and much, much more.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody. And joining the party, we have Sean William Scott and Aya Cash from the new Fox series, Welcome to Flash. We're so glad to have you both with us.
Thank you, guys. Good to be here.
Good evening to your audience.
It's a beautiful wave, beautiful wave.
Now, Aya, the show is a docu-comedy, which we love, about a town called Flash. So what can you tell me about the town and your character?
Basically, it's like small town America, like a sort of ragtag group of people, a lot of faces that you've never seen before, and hopefully characters you've never seen before. I play this guy's, he's below on me, I don't know where he is on the screen, but I play his ex-girlfriend who moved to town from the big city, Minneapolis, and he promptly dumps me. So comedy ensues.
Womp womp.
Okay.
Sean, you play Father Joe on the show. The off chance that Stifler, your character from the classic American Pie films, went to Father Joe for advice, what do you think Father Joe would tell that guy?
Oh my God. I don't know. I think he'd say you cannot be helped. Nothing I can do to help you. But
okay. Well, Aya, your character runs the town newspaper. Now, let's just say, if you were writing for a paper in real life, what would you want to write about?
Oh gosh, I do not want to be a part of the media these days.
Okay. Well, Sean, I understand that you grew up in Minnesota. Now, did that help you relate to the characters in Flash?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a small town, not quite as small as Flash, but I could definitely identify with that. And I'm not a good enough actor though to like draw from experience. I just want to
make sure that you got to give yourself more credit.
No, that's my MO. It's like, don't ruin this.
Now, this question is for both of y'all. So if there was a documentary about your real lives, what part would be the most interesting?
Aya, you first.
Yeah, throw me under the bus. you think about that answer, come up with something good. I'll just go off the cuff. The most interesting part of my life is the drama of the rejection. I'm a very sensitive little soul, and being an actor, you get rejected all the time. So my love life is pretty stable, but my career life, you'll find me crying in a car on a regular basis.
And what about you, Sean?
Well,
what did you write about?
He's still waiting.
No, I was still thinking about it. I was like, what's so pathetic is that it would be the most boring documentary ever. It would have been more fun if it was like 15 years ago, but now I'm like older and kind of lame.
You guys, I and Sean, it has been so much fun having you both with us. We're so excited about your show, Flash. And Sean, let everybody know when they can catch the show.
March 17th. And then you can watch, they're putting out the first 7 episodes on Hulu, Fox Now, and On Demand. So you can binge it on March 17th as well.
All right. Well, we will be there binging it. And we thank you so much. There's so much more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. We told you yesterday how Tom Brady is returning to football. And although it seemed to excite Tom's fans everywhere, I'm one of them. I'm glad the GOAT's back. There's one unlucky fan that's probably not too happy right now. And here's why. Guys, check this out. Just a couple days ago, Tom's final touchdown ball was auctioned off for $500,000.
$500,000.
Wow. $500,000, Sherry. However, since the announcement of his return, the value of the ball is said to have dropped to $50,000.
Oh,
bought it for $500. Now it's worth $50.
Wow.
Damn.
Does Tom owe this guy some money?
What do you do? You grab the football, you go back to the auction house, and you're like, hello, can I get a refund?
Because
this
no,
is
the same.
They're
not going to give it to you.
My uncle from Chicago
yeah,
be like, oh, I'm about to blow this place up. Oh, I want my money.
Yeah.
Gary, have you ever bought something that lost a lot of value and you didn't feel very good about it?
Yeah, a lot of things.
What's his name? Tom Brady, he be vacillating. vacillating back and forth. He could say he's not doing it no more, Gary. Mm. You get that ball.
Well, that's the other thing. Remember, this is football. What if Tom gets out there, this guy sells this football for $50,000 because it's not worth anything. Then Tom, God forbid, something happens. He doesn't that's finish the season. Ball. This is still the last touchdown ball.
Right. In that case, really you'd just be like, God don't like that person. Like, for them to have, like, misfortune back to back.
He
like,
did so much.
Yeah. He got someone with his money.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.